All three of the accountants who testified pointed to dozens of tax credits and deductions and filing rules that the state has piled on top of similar ones already in the federal code. Accountant Richard Koloff of Vogel Consulting in Brookfield says the state corporate tax code is also unnecessarily complex when it comes to filing taxes for companies with multiple divisions.
Where something so simple as just give me one form with columns across, how much easier could that be? One piece of paper instead of 25.
Koloff also says lowering the tax rate and flattening it for both corporations and individuals could help create more jobs in the state and would make the tax system more fair. But Democratic State Representative Chris Taylor says she's not convinced that lowering the tax rate would leave enough revenue for the state to invest in education.
The studies I'm looking at say these broad-based tax cuts don't really work. In fact, the most recent studies that I've looked at say, look, invest in early childhood education. That's the biggest bang for your buck you're going to get economically.
The committee's chair, Republican Robin Voss, says there's consensus growing on the committee that at least some changes in the tax code can be included in the governor's next budget.
And if not, they could be recommendations that potentially the next legislature has an opportunity to look at when they go forward and make the changes to whatever the governor proposes.
Governor Walker has already said he's considering a package of tax cuts in the budget he'll send to the legislature in February. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.